Hey guys, sorry about that. I still need to figure out this mind this Podbean, because they really changed it greatly. They've really changed it, and it's just kind of messed up. Sorry about that. But anyway, hi everyone. This is Dr. Joanna Wells, and I'm going to be talking about the new Earth that's happening right now. There's a lot of talk about this new Earth, this new world that we're moving into. And it's just very important. And let me see here. I'm going to go ahead. I'm bringing everybody in, I'm trying to bring everyone in to let everyone know that there is a podcast. Letting everyone know that we are live now. Join us. Yeah, so sorry about the 2 minute wait. It's just Podbean has changed a lot, so it's just very difficult to navigate and everything like that. So anyway, so every Wednesday at 12 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, my husband and I will be having our podcast, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time at this time every Wednesday. We're doing it from Monday through Wednesday, but we decided Wednesday, we got just extremely so busy with so many of our clients, and we're in the middle of an ambassador 3 month program training right now. And eventually we're going to be relocating to another place. So just wanted to say that, but we're going to talk about some very interesting points today. And it's regarding the new Earth. Can you get me some more coffee, please? I know, heat it up. I'm sorry, heat it up. yeah, my coffee's cold right now. But anyway, I've been on my fruit diet yesterday. I started my fruitarian thing and ate all mangoes all day long yesterday, and I think it looks like I'm going to be eating bananas all day long today too. And I decided to do the fruitarian because my body feels a lot better when I'm on fruitarian. It just seems like my stomach, I don't have stomach complications anymore. I've just been having a lot of stomach problems since I started going back to eating cooked and all of that. Just I notice a big difference in the from when I eat completely raw fruits, not vegan. I'm saying full on fruit and chlorophyll drink, which gives me the iron that I need. So it could be also because of our bodies. We're meant to eat like that, and since our bodies are shifting, we're going to find ourselves eating a lot lighter foods than what we were eating before. So anyway, I want to go ahead and talk about some interesting points here regarding the new Earth, and and what's happening with the pandemia. Okay, I've been asking, and oh, hi, Elfelnen, nice to see you. I've been asking, and I receive it because I've been, every little question I ask, I go, I need to know why we're going through this. I need to know why we're going through this pandemic, this major cleansing, if you will. And they've told me exactly why we're going through this. Okay. And it's a very spiritual thing that's happening, and it's also physical. So basically, everything that we're seeing right now, excuse me, we're seeing it as, everything in front of us right now is like absolutely crazy. It's psychotic. It's a wild freaking circus going on. Do you agree? It's just a wild circus going on. And from what Dolores Cannon, I was listening to her, an interview with her, interviewing one of her clients who was she was a hypnotherapist who also created the quantum healing hypnosis, put her clients under. And then what they would do is they go into their past lives. They go into their past lives. And then she would communicate with the superconscious mind, and the superconscious mind is actually the all, like God or the all is, that goes through each person to communicate what is really happening on the planet or what's happening in the client's life in a more of a 5D conscious way, okay? Not trapped in duality in any way. So what's happening with the planet? You're seeing a lot of people going, they're exiting the planet, if you will. Okay. And they're exiting the planet, whether it's from a virus, whether it's from a allergic reaction to a shot, whether it's who knows whatever's going on this planet. They made a choice. They made the choice. And they either have a choice to choose fear or love. And based on fear, they made a choice due to fear. Okay. This is a human experiment that's happening all over the world. And they're given a choice. They can choose to go along with the program. And if they don't agree with it, it's a test of their faith. It's a test to say, you know what, let's say, for instance, someone's being tested, you know, working at a hospital, and then they have to take a specific injection to continue to work at the hospital. And yet the nurse knows deep inside that this is not the way to go. This is not going to help them. Because still with the same injection, people are still getting sick, okay? But yet it's being pushed onto this nurse. This nurse has to make a decision, okay? And it has to be based on love, not fear. So if it's a fearful thing and they know it's not going to do anything good for them, and they know in their heart that it's wrong, okay, that is being pushed upon them, but still they're given a choice. They're not taking the needle and injecting your arm without asking you anything. They're just asking you, if you're going to do this, if you want to continue working with us, you got to have to take that injection. So it's a choice. And that person can easily say, you know what? I trust in my higher self. I trust in the God within. I don't need to do anything that I don't agree to do. So I'm going to quit and I'm going to go somewhere else. It's as simple as that. Some of you might be asking yourself, simple? Oh my God, that's not simple. They're going to stop my pay and they're going to stop. Excuse me. It's fear. It is freaking fear. If you do not believe that you are God, Goddess, if you do not believe that one door closes, the other one opens, if you do not believe that all you have to ask and it is given, if you do not believe that you're a child of God or child of Goddess, that you can create your own reality, okay, then you're going to end up deciding based upon fear. So when individuals go through this experience, it is an experiment. And there is no wrong or right about it because it's a game. It just is. Okay? It's just a game. But the ones that are holding this planet down with fear, this is why the Earth hasn't made its transition 100% yet. It's trying to go into the new Earth, but it can't because there's too many toxic people on the planet. Making sense now? There's too many toxic people on the planet that are too material. Their whole life is based on materialism. They have no spiritual connection anymore. They're doing things that are just really, they're living in a resistant life. Their life is suffering. They're constantly going through suffering because they don't believe who they truly are. In order to get to this, the point of knowingness, it can take many, many years. It could take many lifetimes to get to this, the point of consciousness, to finally meditate, to finally be able to connect with your higher self and to connect with God. It could take years maybe, or maybe many, many lifetimes to get to this point. Not everyone is evolved. Not everyone is on the same wavelength or on the same level. So an individual who doesn't know any better, you know, we're looking at them, and the ones that are more evolved, I guess, you know, we'll look at them like, oh my gosh, they're so stupid. They don't know any better. You know, my gosh, like, do your research. Like, hello, wake up, people. You know what I mean? It's, some of us are pretty much judging others that way. And I'm one of them too. It's like, God, why don't you freaking get it, people? Come on. You know, it's because they're not on the level that we're at. So we need to give them more love. We need to just be more accepting, like, you know what? Okay, I get it. You're in a different grade. I'm in this grade. You know, you're in this grade. It's okay. There is no right or wrong. So we have to see it. And the funny thing is the archons, they're doing the best that they can. Really, they're doing a good job of it. They're trying to make everything look so theatrical, so dramatic and stupid and fake. So the people that are taking time to get it, for them to wake up, they're really trying to wake these people up. And they're not waking up. But they are giving them a choice. Okay, you either go ahead and take this inoculation, you know, this is for an example, or, you know, based on fear, or you evolve. Okay, if you can't evolve now without doing that, then take the injection and then we will place you to in another dimension. That's pretty much what's going on right now, according to what Dolores Cannon and, you know, her research, and through these clients that have been going, coming through, and she's been connecting with these, the superconscious mind of every individual. And it's funny, the same superconscious mind, you know, she'll be putting someone under in China, let's say, and then go through and listen to their superconscious mind. And then she'll put someone under in Egypt, and the same superconscious mind will say exactly, will validate what the Chinese person said. It's freaking crazy, because we're all connected to the one, to the source of all that is. So source of all that is, when you move into the 5D consciousness, we move into it anytime right now. You don't have to go anywhere. You come to a place of understanding, love, and compassion. And when you do, you're able to see both sides of the coin. You're able to see duality. You're able to see the light and the darkness. And you're able to see the whole picture. You don't get caught up in the light or the dark. You just see that everything has to happen because it is in perfect balance. So we need to have faith and just trust in the plan. Yes, we're going to see people dying all over. We're seeing people, we're hearing about people dying, but don't think just because they're dying, it's the end of the person. It isn't, because we're limitless. So these individuals that are holding down the vibration of the planet due to their ignorance, okay, and we all came in with ignorance because this was the game. We have to be ignorant of our own power, and in order to play the game and learn what it's like to operate as this avatar in this dimension. So ignorance is a big thing to help us throughout duality, because if we came in here knowing it all, we wouldn't be able to play the game. Okay. So, and it wouldn't be that fun. You'd be like, I already know, shit. You know, this is supposed to be fun. It's too easy. So we had to come here with ignorance, but the people that did not graduate from the ignorance, they are the ones that they made a choice, and, you know, they made a choice for themselves. So the reason why things are happening in a global scale is because cleansing has to happen. It sounds demonic. It sounds psychotic, but it is not, because you're going to start to see the bigger picture of everything. And they've made the decision. Some of them are probably suffering so bad. They want an exit point. They want to leave, you know, they had enough. And they just can't move into an evolved state. They just can't, no matter what they do, they can't. So the injection is actually going to help them out. I went under myself into, you know, my hypnosis last year. And the lady that was putting me under, she was communicating my superconscious mind. And I have a video somewhere. I'm actually going to upload it again. But I was saying exactly that. My superconscious mind said exactly that. You know, the people that are going through so much suffering right now, this is an easy way out for them. This is a way for them to exit out. If they cannot handle the stress, they can't handle the challenge, and maybe they think, oh, it's going to help protect me. It's going to save me, you know? And then many of them, they just will not be saved. They're going to end up going on to another dimension. They're not going to survive it. Not many people are going to survive, but the ones that are awake, the ones that are spiritual, the ones that are connected, we're going to be the ones that's going to be here on this dimension, on this plane of existence, holding the light, holding the darkness, balancing everything out. So that way we are all able to make the transition into the new earth. Okay. It's the new earth is here. The dimension's already here. It's just, we have to make that transition. And by doing that, we have to let go of fear. We have to let go of fear. We need to stop watching what's on TV. We need to stop watching what's on YouTube, or not everything on YouTube, but you know what I mean? Anything fearful, anything that talks about out there, look what the government's going to do to you, anything that's negative, turn the channel immediately. That is not your world. I'm talking to the ones that are awake. I'm talking to my brothers and sisters that are awake. I'm not talking to the ones that are living in a negative reality and keep recreating it and just isn't going to get it. I'm talking to the ones that have a connection to spirit and they know that they are more than who they are. So we're here to hold the vibration for the planet so we can make that transition. So when many, many people die, and we go back to possibly the 500 million, as it's been predicted. We were at 500 million before, long ago when we were fully conscious. We were at the 500 million people. Okay. I think it was 500,000 or 500 million. I think it's 500 million. I'm so sorry. If anyone could correct me in here, that's great. But anyway, and everything was in perfect balance. Everything was in harmony at that time. We were fully conscious then. But then something happened. More souls started coming onto the planet where they wanted to experience duality. They're like, oh my God, I want to learn. I want to experience. And this place turned into to be like a gold pot. You know what I mean? Like there's a word that the United States used to be called. The melting pot, right? So the planet Earth became the melting pot for all other souls to come in and incarnate so they can have their transition. So they can learn about duality so they can create and have fun with it and then maybe deal with the struggle. You know, this is kind of new to them because in all the other dimensions, they didn't experience much duality. They didn't experience the power of free will that they do in this Earth. Because in the other Earths, it was basically probably, or dimensions, they're probably very boring maybe. They're like, okay, everything just is. I'm in unity. I can't play. You know, I'm kind of bored here. So they came here to play, right? So there was just so many souls that came onto the planet that it just became a little too toxic. Too many people with karmic problems. Too many souls here incarnating and reincarnating with karmic debt. Too much karmic debt. And to a point where it started really making the planet too heavy and very resistant, okay? And there's a lot of resistance in there. So what is happening right now with the planet, according to Dolores Cannon's clients and all of that, and due to the superconscious mind, they said, planet Earth is going through a major transition right now that it has never done before in history. It is going through a major transition along with its inhabitants. And what's going to happen is you're going to start to see this happening when the cleansing begins, and we're just now seeing the cleansing. This is what the pandemic is all about. It's to scare the people that are not ready to transition to the new Earth. Because they have to do it. Because the ones that are ready and the ones that are not. The ones that are not ready, it's fine. They're gonna go into another dimension. That's okay. So they can work out their karma. The ones that are ready are going to still stay here, and they're going to witness the shift. They're going to witness the shift into the new dimension. And something else that this one client said through the superconscious mind, once this happens, the planet Earth, as we know it, is going to explode. This is something that they didn't want to tell you. But they say, don't focus on that. Don't focus on getting scared about it. This is why there's such a sense of urgency going on right now, because something is going to happen to the planet. It's going through a major change. It's going to go through major pole shifts. It's going to go through major, major Earth changes. And it's not going to be here for much longer. But when it happens, once the cleansing is done, they're trying to get the people off the planet is what's happening. Whether it's, you know, however way they got to get them off, the ones that are ready to transition off, good. We'll be able to make it, not a problem. We'll just one day open our eyes and we're going to be like, oh my God, okay, everything feels a little different. But, it's already happening right now. We're starting to experience that already. We're having little peaks of it, moments of it every now and then. Everything is shifting. But all the ones that are going to, let's say, jump on the train of believing that this little jab is going to help them, save them, okay? Those are the ones that are being led by fear because they don't believe in themselves. They don't have enough belief in themselves. They don't believe that the God within will protect them. They don't believe that they're strong enough to withstand anything. And this is why this is a big choice. So the way that things are going right now with the planet is going to be a different, oh goodness. The way that things are going to go with the planet at this time is, you know, the way that it's been duality, everything was based on duality. We knew poor, we knew rich, we knew love, hate, you know, all this stuff that's going on duality that we were playing, it's going to end too. It's going to end. Okay. So we're not going to have, everything that Earth that we think is going to be the way it's been for years, thousands of years, is going to end. It's ending now. So there's a lot of beliefs, a lot of things going on. They're like, oh yeah, we're going to move into the digital world. And you know what? That is for those that are moving into the 3D. They're going to continue on with that world. Okay. They're going to continue on and they're going to talk about virtual, you know, virtual chips and the vaccine cards and all that. That's fine. That's not for us. We're going to be in a different different plane of existence. We're not going to be focusing on that anymore. Okay. But if you want to focus on the fear and say, oh, I'm going to be led down, I'm going to be brought down and, you know, I'm going to be vaccinated and I'm going to, you know, all this stuff. There's a lot of fear going on for a lot of people. That's because they're tuning into the frequency of fear all the time. They're constantly tuning into watching the news, watching what's going on out there. And they get so chopped up, wrapped up in the external world that they don't even know that they're bringing it into their existence. Okay. That's why it's so important to meditate, go within. And if there's a place that's just too much resistance, and it's like for instance, we're in a part of Mexico, it's so much resistance. It's just so many people with their masks running around, you know, and they're still not awake at all. And we decided, you know, we're going to move out of this town. We're going to get out of there, and we're out of here, and we're going to go to a place that's more open-minded, more people where they don't, you know, you don't really see much of the mask wearing going on, the masquerade going on, and you can actually see people are waking up. One place I can tell you is Isla Mujeres. That place is really an awesome island, but it's just too much mafiosi going on. But there's a lot of people. You feel like the whole pandemic ended when you're on that island. By the time you get off the island and you go back to Cancun, it's the same old crap again. So go to the place, stay in the places where you see the least resistance. That is what I'm saying. Don't quit trying to fight against too much. If you feel yourself having to fight against, having to go into war all the time, you need to go. It's telling you, it's your subconscious mind saying you need to move out of here. You need to go somewhere else. Redirect, change somewhere else. Go somewhere else, okay? Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dushan. Appreciate it. Go somewhere else. Be redirected elsewhere. That's all it's saying, okay? Connect to spirit. You are more than what you think. It's going to get better. This is not a podcast of doom and gloom right now. It looks like genocide. It looks horrible out there on the surface. But just know, they made a choice. No one chased after them to give them a jab. You know what I mean? No one chased after them to give them a jab. It's constant questions. And then they're going to go door to door in the United States, according to Biden. And they're going to ask you, did you have the jab or not? Would you like to have it? They're still going to keep asking you. And you just make your choice. You know what? I make my choice based on love. I do not make my choice based on fear. Done. Okay. Another thing, as she mentioned, and I'm going to tell you how you're going to be able to move out of this 3D dimension into more of a 5D dimension into the new earth. You ready? Okay. You need to, first of all, let go of fear. It's going to trap you. Let go of it. Don't listen to anything. What's happened, anything that does not resonate with you, anything that gives you any fear, just change the channel. You know, anyone who talks too much fear around you, let them go. Talk, it's fine, but let them go. That is not your energy. It is not who you are. It is just an illusion. Fear is an illusion. That's all it is. And the only thing that is real is love. The next thing, you have to let go and forgive. You have to let go and forgive. Everything that is happening, it doesn't matter if you had an opponent, you had an ex, you know, same with my situation. We've all gone through situations that really tested us, because when we were on the other side together, we all wrote a contract. So what you're going to say, actually, I need to find it. I'm going to go upstairs and find it, because this is what Dolores Cannon shared. And I want you guys to write this down, okay? I want you all to write this down, and I'm going to do it myself. I've actually done a lot of karmic, you know, forgiveness and all that. But this is what you're going to do, and this is what you're going to say. First thing you're going to do, I mean, after you get rid of the fear, picture the person in your mind. Let's say that there's somebody in your mind that you had a problem with, okay? You don't have to go to them and say, I forgive you. You don't have to say that. Some of them have probably passed on already. So what you're going to do is you're gonna picture them in your mind. Okay, just picture them in your mind right now. The person that you have a really bad issue with, your opponent, the adverse party, who doesn't matter. Just really, really picture the person that really damaged your life, where you ended up having to tell a big story about. Okay, picture the person in your mind. And I want you to say to that person, we tried. We really, really tried. It's not working. Let's tear up the contract. Okay? We tried. We really, really tried. It's not working. So let's tear up the contract that we created. There was a contract that was created. Now, see yourself tearing up the contract and throwing it away. Just throw it away in the trash. The contract is done. It's over. Now say to the person, I forgive you. I release you. I'm now letting you go. You go your way with love and I'll go my way. We don't have to be connected anymore at all. And then you're going to forgive yourself. And know that it is only a game. That's all it is. It is just a game. Don't buy into the game. Don't buy into the fear anymore. You just took control of your life. And go through everyone that you've had an issue with, a conflict with, and say the exact same thing that I just shared with you. Once you're able to do this and you're able to release it from your mind, your heart, and know that, you know, on the other side, you guys are friends. We really are. Everybody on the other side of this duality, when we go into the dream world, I've had dreams about my first ex and I as complete friends, like buddies. Like we totally get along. We're laughing. We're having a good time. We're having pizza together. And then, but when we come back here, when I wake up from the dream, it's like, oh my God, I have that feeling. I'm sore, sour about what happened. And you know what I mean? Because you're going back into that vessel of your body. So it becomes you become very sour. You're like, oh, I hate that guy. You know what I mean? Because you are back into this dimension, this matrix of your body. So you have to remember that you created the contract. One of you had to be the villain and one of you had to be the good person. Okay. Because that is the way that you're going to evolve. You find ways before you come here into this play, you have to find ways to evolve. So you pick a way to get you to the quickest evolution possible. So you can go into the new earth. This is the whole reason why we're going through what we're going through. This is why we see people that are just not evolved. We see people that are really, really, you know what? They're really in la la land. So, and you're like, why don't they freaking get it? Why are they so stupid? You know, because you know what? They probably never gone through several lifetimes like we have. Maybe they're really new souls. Maybe, you know, we don't really know where they're coming from. But all I know is they are the generation that believes in the talking television that tells them what to do and how to do it, and they're going to do it. Okay? They're going to do it. So, anyway, anybody else who wants to come on and share their views, that'd be kind of great. You're very welcome to come on in the call if you guys want to share on. But yeah, it's all mind control. It's all mind control. All right.
Hey.
Are you ready? Hi, Deshaun.
Yeah.
How are
you? Man, I couldn't be any more. I'm doing great. I'm actually re-energized by hearing what you had to say as far as not swimming upstream, not trying to make it work in an area where there's obviously people who have an agenda and they're going to push the mask thing.
Yeah.
You know, all throughout this COVID-19, there's nothing more alarming than seeing the amount of people that are getting a payoff of startling people when they have the mask on. Like early COVID-19, if you're at a store, they would come around the corner and kind of startle you. You could tell like they were getting a reward out of it.
Yeah,
like to dominate and to take people to places. Or you would see like somebody with like all of a sudden their one leg is heavy, like they're about to turn to a zombie with like a pitiful look in their eyes with the mask.
Wow.
So I agree also. Here's where I'm going. I went to the beach on the 4th and there was no mask at Ocean City. But also, here's what you're really going to love to hear. There was no mandate for this. People chose to do this on their own. There was no phones out the whole day. So, sorry, I'm at work. I'm delivering. I dropped everything to jump on the phone with you.
Oh, goodness.
I'm actually walking right now. So, yeah, there was no phones, no nothing. Families were interacting like it was like the 80s. It was nuts. And they canceled the fireworks, right? But the citizens still put on the show. And normally you're not even allowed to have bonfires, but all the families had like at least like two bonfires from like First Street all the way to 127th.
Wow.
And normally you would get arrested just thinking about a bonfire. So like each bonfire had a family and they were all interacting. It wasn't families just on phones and things like this.
Wow. That's amazing.
Here's a brochure for you, sir. What is it about?
Wow. That's really, really cool.
Thanks.
So basically, so there's one area, like you'll see more that's more three dimension and the other that's more 5D. You know what I mean? Like you're starting to see glimpses of it. We shift a little bit here and there. It's like one moment you're like, okay, everything's fine. You know, like on the island, there was no third dimension there hardly at all, you know, in that way. Of fear, and you know, everybody's just having a good time. And you come to Cancun and you go into all these other places, even Merida, it's complete strict, you know, strict, right?
Yeah, so, I had the same experience. So, not only did I notice, so I got there at 4:40, and by the time I was at the 127th where there's parks and things like this, everybody was already at the park by 6 o'clock and they were already either jogging or on a bike, but there was no phones out. I was the only idiot with a phone out ready to work out using it. And they weren't doing that. But what I also noticed is their posture, everybody's demeanor was different. They were healthy. Like just the way they were holding their body posture was very different. And there was no, like the only one mask like all day and everybody gave them the evil eye. So like, but then when I came back to Woodbridge, Virginia, it was like a complete 180. I was back in this like neo-Nazi, you know, riding around with a mask on, even though you're in a car alone, like, you know, just all this crazy, totally different energy.
Exactly. Oh my God. I used to live in Woodbridge, by the way, Virginia.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God. Are you serious right now? That is so awesome.
Yeah.
That is so
at Woodbridge. I used to live right near the, in Occoquan. I love that area. It's beautiful. Beautiful place.
It really is. So they closed all the pools because of COVID-19. So starting last summer, I kind of like turned to my youth because I grew up here. So like I started swimming in the Occoquan Reservoir and I got up to like 3 miles. My goal this summer is 5 miles in open lake swimming. I could never do that in a pool. And in a pool, yeah. And like in a pool, everybody's trying to write like in this small, you know, little box and living their life with a box, and they had masks on. And some days I went there, it was like raining and they're still had their mask on trying to be up there at the pool. I'm like, guys, I was like, guys, do you not feel like you're forcing this? Like, let's be real here. Like, let's take a step back and try to like figure out what to do about this for real.
Yeah. But, that's crazy. That's exactly what I'm talking about. We're going through a shift right now. So the ones that just don't get it, there's nothing we can do. And yeah, we get sad about it and whatever. We get upset. But really, we're starting to see the transition. It's our timelines. That's all we're seeing right now. And I believe that the people that are confident, they're healthy, they're fine, it's because they're not tuning into the television. You know what I mean? But you could see the ones tuned into the television over here where we're at, man. They're all over. They're jogging with a mask on. It's just ridiculous. Driving in a car by themselves with a mask on. I mean, it's like, man, time for us to go. It's just enough's enough, right? So.
Yeah. No. Yeah, absolutely. So I was actually wondering this. This is so crazy. There's too many coincidences in this conversation. This is nutso. So like I was thinking to myself, I haven't had a TV in like probably longer than I can remember, over a decade, probably maybe 20 years.
Wow.
The only time I was been around a TV was like, no offense around it, like with a date. And even then it was overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like all the junk stuff that would be supposedly to like calm down after like a day of work was making me like nauseous. My body was like full body effect, especially with the blue and white light. So here's where I'm going with this. I think for us people who didn't have a TV, I think we had like a jump in the race of seeing through seeing through the lies, basically. And I'm actually wondering if there hasn't been decades of subconscious programming that people have to break through first, but they don't have that decade of no TV under their belt.
In fact, they're
phone addicts now.
No, I'm glad you're saying that. That's exactly us. I mean, we have a TV, but we don't watch TV. It's, in other words, like, it's like we will watch, we don't even watch TV. It's only like, maybe we'll watch a Gaia 5D stuff, you know, like anything that we choose, but TV or fishing stuff, like, you know, get on YouTube, but no, we're not hooked on a program. We're in Mexico and we wouldn't understand a damn thing. So we've been without a TV since for 11 years as well around that time. And I think what you're saying, it really does hit the spot. The ones that don't watch TV are the ones that are freeing themselves. They have freed themselves already. They can see that it's a talking cartoon. Like, I can't even see the news and look at it like, oh my God, it's real. You know, I look at it and I'm like, what, is this a joke? Like, it's a circus. But the people that are, you know, that have been tied to the TV, I mean, I know people that call themselves light workers and mediums and all that, and they're just tied to the TV. They're constantly watching television episodes. Those are the ones that got the inoculation. Okay.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that got the inoculation, and they never broke away from the TV. They never listened to their soul. They never listened to their bodies. They just kept on being programmed, and they got into the game. They immersed themselves in the game. So that's really the way to go, guys. I mean, you have the power. Everyone has the power. Get rid of the TV. Stop watching it. Stop watching what the news says or what Trump or Biden. It doesn't matter. That's not your world. That's their world. You know what I mean? But thank you for sharing so much. I appreciate you sharing your experience. I know my husband has some things that he has to say right now as well, based on the 5D or what's going on in England. Any news with that, hon? Anything? Any changes?
Just the same stuff.
Same old stuff. What about your friends? Your friends that...
I haven't heard anything from them, so I don't even know if they're still alive or not.
Oh, what happened with your family?
Well, I got a... Just like many other people out there, I mean, I've had... my mom took the vaccine. Obviously, she's too old to fight again, because obviously I'm a northern boy next to Scotland originally, northern England, Newcastle to be exact, so... If anybody knows about the city of the Newcastle up the north end of England, they'll understand that we're pretty macho, hard, and don't take any shit because it's Viking style, basically. But my mom, she just obviously, she's got two boys and one girl, and she used to batter the hell out of her boys when we used to mess up when we were younger. Hard woman. But she took the vaccine, and now she's got no fight left in her. So she gave up. I've got a couple of other buddies that's taking the vaccine. I've tried contacting them recently. I haven't heard anything. So I don't even know if they're still alive, because what we do know about the vaccines is there's two types. One that's going to mess you up or kill you, and the other one is just saline solution. So... It's a picking process, basically, what we're going through. It's a 50-50 process. Even though when Bill Gates said on the TED TV they were trying to reduce the population by 15% just in the vaccines, it's a bit more than that, actually. So you've got a lot of things that's happening out there, not just with the vaccines, also the masks. Lack of oxygen in the body, that's not a good healthy thing to start with. Plus, obviously, on the cheaper masks, you've got things like the Morgellons that's embedded. So if you're not sure what they are, that's Morgellons. Google that. They're just like little kind of parasites that attach into your body. So that's definitely not good neither. We've heard things where also there's specific chemicals that sprayed on the inside of the masks for you to breathe in, which are that creates cancers, stuff like that. So they're just looking for different ways to depopulate, or is it really the earth just shedding the bullshit? So we got to look at different things in different ways. I mean, instead of looking at, say, Bill Gates, because he's obviously in the limelight in front of all this, instead of hating him, I guess sometimes you've just got to love him for getting rid of all the idiots and all the stupid people. But unfortunately, that includes some of our nearest and dearest. But what can we do? We can't fight them. All we're seeing outside right now around the world is a lot of people protesting. What happens when you protest? Absolutely nada. Nothing. Zip. They don't care. So why protest? If you cause an upheaval, if you get physical, they'll just call the army on your ass. Another thing to look out for, which I've also learned, is that when they come round door to door, checking to see if you've had the vaccine or not, are they not actually compiling a list for the FEMA camps? So just for all the what they call troublemakers and all this sort of stuff. So that's when you make a decision. Yeah, based on love, not fear. Exactly.
Anyway, yeah. So I mean, just kind of like what happened in Nazi Germany. But you know what? A lot of the Germans left the country. They didn't stick around. They listened to their heart. They said, okay, something is wrong. It's time to go.
And a lot of Jews actually survived.
And Jews as well. And the ones that left, like I said, the ones that left, they woke up, they smelled the cappuccino, and they made the decision. They were given choices. They were given choices. And the choices was, you want to continue here? Time, or do you want to go somewhere else? And they had the choice to leave. But the ones that didn't want to leave, they wanted to stick it out and like, oh, we have faith, we're just going to stay here and, you know, whatever. Those were the ones that were led into the slaughter. Many of them. Okay? Or maybe some of them that stuck around, they just shut their mouth and just watched the play, you know? But that's basically what's going on right now. That's what's going on a collective level. So yeah, there could be, yeah, what Darren was saying, they could definitely be knocking on a more duality, three-dimensional mindset. We would say as, yeah, they will come knocking on your door. They want to know who's inoculated, who isn't, so they can get you targeted for possibly the FEMA camp if you do not abide, right? Or, and those that are awake will know and say, you know what? Okay, I get it. It's time for me to pack up and go. That is your choice. That's your choice to go. But the ones that don't want to go and they still want to stay there, you're going to have to make some serious choices. Okay? So, again, you know, I'm not saying death is bad. It isn't bad. But, torture sucks. You know what I mean? There is no death. It's just, it's all a play. It's all a game. So it's for the human, the new earth is for the new humans that are evolving, that have connected to source, have connected to the spirit, and they're working on themselves all the time. They're constantly working on themselves to be better versions of themselves, okay? And the ones that are just not getting it, they're just not evolving, they're going to be held back. It's basically like a grade school. So see it like that. That's why with my work, the work that we do with the ambassador, we can't help everyone. We're not here to help everyone. We're only here to help or guide those that already, that remember who they are. We prefer to work with people like that. We don't want to deal or work with people that are so scared. They don't know who the hell they are. They have no connection to spirit. And, you know, and then and they're always in a victim mentality and they're always ready to blame you for anything because they want to blame everyone else. They're always blaming other people. Okay. So you could tell right away who a victim is when they're constantly blaming others. We can't, you know, moving into that victim, that's a victim mentality. That's a person that doesn't know that who they are, who they truly are. Yes, we're upset with the way things are going. Yes, we can tell how things are going right now, and it's very upsetting to a lot of us. But at the same time, we have to look at the bigger picture and say, whoa, why is this happening? Come on, it's happening to the whole world. What's going on? Did we all agree to this? And many of us have agreed to this. We've already written a contract, made a contract with everybody involved, and we came back. We came to this planet thinking that we can do it better. Okay? Knowing that, don't worry, we're going to come forth and we're going to do it better. We're going to do better than last time, and we're going to learn from it, and we're not going to make the same mistakes as we did before. And, you know, mistake is actually just learning. That's all it is. It's all about learning. So it's very, very, it could be very exciting times for all of us right now. You know, it depends on how we look at it. Very exciting times. And, you know, you have to start creating what you want. So basically let go of the karma, forgive, let go, as I said, and just let go of the fear. And now the fun part is start being who you are. Creating, start creating a world that you want. Let's have fun. It's time to have fun right now. Imagine what you want. What do you want to create? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to meet? What do you want to explore? The time is now, and it's time for us to have some fun already, right? The darkness had to happen. What had to happen was an enlightenment that was like, okay, the world's shutting down. And this was already predicted by the superconscious years ago, that the world would shut down everything at once. And it shut down. It shut down for a reason, because we're getting ready to make the transition. And the ones that can't go with us, they're being put somewhere else where they have to go spiritually, okay? So they're not weighing the planet down too much. I highly recommend look into Dolores Cannon. She has a book on the new wave volunteers and the new earth. Very interesting book, and a lot of her books are amazing. I mean, just go Google her, DoloresCannon.com. She was a quantum healing hypnotherapist. She was a founder of that. I'm a quantum healing hypnotherapist as well. I do mine online. And they say, oh, I'm not supposed to. Quantum healing hypnotherapists aren't supposed to do it online. But I do it online, and I had never had any problems. And there is no reason why you couldn't do it online, especially nowadays that everything has really much gone virtual and everybody's afraid of this whole, you know, COVID bug. Why not do it online? So they're going to have to make some implications or make some new rules here. So basically what I call it, I do Akashic healing hypnotherapy, which is just like quantum. You don't have to go too deep like somnambulistic state, even though you can go very deep, or you can go to a lighter version like maybe theta, and you can still move into that, tapping into your Akashic records. And then I can bring in the superconscious mind forth, and I can communicate with your superconscious mind, and it will talk about you as if, you know, okay, you know, this person needs to go through this experience because they need to know this. They need to know that. You know what I mean? It's very exciting work. I love this work very much. Helped a lot of people. Can also heal. It depends on where you're at. Can heal you in certain ways that needs to be healed. And that's pretty much it, like on a spiritual level, physical level, karmic level. And it helps you with the karmic, so you can deal with the karma in a better way, right? So definitely check Dolores Cannon out. I highly recommend looking her up. Her videos, go to DoloresCannon.com. There's a lot of videos out right now just talking about the new earth, what is really to happen right now. And she put so many years into this investigation. She used to help out the people that were alien abductees. And she discovered that a lot of the aliens were not bad people. They were not bad entities. They were actually very, very, very good. A lot of them were very, very nice, but they were working. I mean, it might seem bad when you're in that duality, hey kitty, duality state, and you know, it might seem bad, but really when you look from the third, I mean, from the 5D eye, you start to see the balance of everything, that everything had to happen the way it had to happen because they had to take care of the earth. Basically, they had to handle the earth. They had to make sure that it wasn't, you know, the people weren't destroying each other and destroying themselves and whatever, because that is their first focus is earth, you know, protecting the planet. So cute. My kitty keeps meowing in the background. But anyway, anybody else would like to share anything before we go? But It's lovely being here to share. I figure, you know, we need to hear something enlightening. We need to hear something positive and good and not think that everything out there that's happening is very against us. It's not against us. It's actually for us, but we all have a choice to make. Okay? So much love and light, everyone. So wonderful to be on. And I'll see you next Wednesday, same times, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'll put it out there. We'll be here live. And I'll share with you some more information, more channeled information as well, especially me. I've been channeling. And I've been getting a lot of updates as well, just basically saying you're going to be okay. Everyone's going to be all right. The way that things are going, don't get caught up in the illusion out there. Don't get scared. It's just a freaking game. And it's an illusion. And it's just there to test you, test your faith, the faith in yourself and the faith in the all. Okay? Have a wonderful, wonderful week, everyone. Take care.